More than a year ago, 74-year-old Bob Henson embarked on a remarkable journey to walk with the poor in order to raise awareness about their plight and find solutions to poverty. His 12-country, 13,000-kilometer trek is called Walk Together. Bob Henson set out from his home in Guatemala on December 29, 2009, heading south. So far, he and his followers have walked more than 9,000 of the nearly 13,000-kilometer-long route to Valparaíso, Chile. He's walked through El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. Henson is now in Bolivia.
We get up very early on a daily basis, and we're very careful to really, really walk the entire distance that we have promised. We are able to do the equivalent of a marathon of 25 miles per day, and almost always we're able to finish before nightfall.
20 years ago, Henson, his brother, sister, and a family friend established the Christian Foundation for Children and Aging to help poor families in Central and South America, Africa, Asia, and the Caribbean. CFCA is now serving people of all faiths in 23 developing countries. Henson says walking is the most common means of transportation for the poor in those countries. They walk to school and work, to gather firewood and fill buckets with water. That's why he decided to walk and meet with some of the people sponsored by his organization.
The idea is to walk with them, to tell them you are not alone, we honor your struggle, and we are here to listen and to learn and to be with you. Along that route, we have all of these struggling families who are sponsored in the Christian Foundation. What we're finding, however, is that there are so many others out there, and this is why we have decided that we really want to find sponsors for 8,000 kids as a result of these 8,000 miles, and that is our campaign.
On an average day, he says, he's accompanied by a crowd of about 50. Some are CFCA staff. Dozens of others are enthusiastic international volunteers and people from the local communities.
At one time, we had 9 different nationalities. We had Peter from Nairobi, Kenya. We had Uganda represented. We had Honduras, Guatemala, the States, the Dominican Republic. And it's pretty exciting because these different countries, when they hear about us and they say, this is an international trek and it's coming through our country, they really respond beautifully and they say, oh, well, we'll get you police protection. We'll take care of you on the road. They're very kind of concerned that they really want to do a good job, and they have done along the way.
Walking side by side with the locals, he says, offers a unique opportunity to listen to the stories of their struggle against poverty.
They are hopeful stories. They're not sad stories. I have seen areas in Guatemala, for example, where we used to have to truck in food. They are now producing food and selling it. We have doctors, we have accountants, we have social workers walking with us who have grown up as sponsored children, gotten their education. And some of them then come to work with us as social workers.
I was just recently in Bolivia where I observed one of our former sponsored youth who went into agricultural sciences. He has now led a program of food production within one of the mountain communities.
CFCA's International Program Director, Paul Pierce, joined several different stretches of the Walk Together campaign.
I visited several of these families, and they have gone from only being able to consume wheat and some potatoes and rarely vegetables, now to producing all of the vegetables they would like and selling their excess into the local market. So here's a case of an individual student who now is creating change and creating more food security for an entire community.
That, Pierce says, sums up CFCA's approach to fighting poverty.
We really help an individual person or family go from, frankly, marginalized to an agent of change in their own situation and in their own family, and then, of course, within the larger community. And we hope through that we are able to build stronger community fabric by people who feel now that they are part of the decision-making processes that are affecting their lives.
Bob Henson agrees. His walk together, he adds, has convinced him that ending poverty is possible if people are committed to the cause.
I see it basically as a very human situation. If we personally can get to the point where we can say, I am going to commit myself to this, not from a distance, but in a very personal way. I am going to live a lifestyle that will be simpler, use less water, maybe, be very concerned about others, take care of the environment. Actually, it's been discouraging for me to see the amount of trash and garbage and plastic thrown out along the roads. And sometimes I have to say that it's almost a sign of a mental depression that I see in a nation where everything is just thrown out along the highway, and then this is where we are walking.
Bob Henson will now walk east to Brazil before returning to the Pacific Coast at the Walk Together campaign's final stretch this summer in Chile. You can follow the walk online at walktogether.org. That's walk, W-A-L-K, the number 2, G-E-T-H-E-R.org. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.